In 2015, the president of the NAACP chapter in Spokane, Washington, resigned amid a controversy over her racial identity. Rachel Dolezal presented herself as a Black woman despite being born to white parents. Her story became the subject of numerous commentaries, including one by novelist John Vircher. Being half white, half Black, he says people have often questioned his Blackness, and Vircher worried that his youngest son, who looks white, might face similar questions about his identity and heritage.
It's hard to reconcile feeling like, oh, God, you know, like they're going to be safe, but like it comes at the expense of maybe not fully realizing his culture and getting to embrace it in the same way.
As we mark the 10th anniversary of WBUR's Ideas and Opinions page, we bring you John Vircher's essay, first published in 2017.
I used to make fun of my pop's afro. I remember the way he trimmed it in the bathroom mirror, the way he styled and shaped it to geometric perfection. I didn't know it at the time, but I envied that hair. I still do. I am a biracial Black man. Pop's loose curls plus my mother's arrow-straight locks left me with a shock of hair more Prince than Angela Davis, skin more Dwayne Johnson than Wesley Snipes. So I heard the question as early as grade school. What are you exactly? The question dogged me through high school, followed me to college, nipped at my heels through adulthood, until I shaved my thinning hair. My wife is white, so my sons have inherited the same dilution of skin and hair I got from my parents. My youngest is blonde. He looks white. I'm raising my sons as my father raised me, to be proud of their Blackness. My wife and I stock their shelves with children's books by authors and with characters of color. But I worry my sons will be confronted with that same question. What are you? And when they answer as they've been taught, will they be doubted? I experienced that disbelief. No way was I mixed with Black. I didn't dress right. I didn't talk right. As a child, you want to belong more than anything. The constant disbelief and invalidation of your identity wears you down to the point you almost begin to question it yourself. It saps you of the courage to stand up to racism when it's spoken in your presence because you don't want to be alone anymore. I won't have that for my sons. Those who cling to the fallacy of post-racial America are sure to tell me that times are different. Race is a social construct. It doesn't matter what color my sons are as long as they are good people. But it matters what color they are. In many ways, my sons will benefit from their lighter skin and hair. It may spare them pain, and I'm grateful for that. But I also hate that this divergence from their Blackness brings me some sense of relief. Pop still wears that afro. A little grayer, a little less full, no less proud. Once, my older son asked to touch his grandfather's hair. It was a moment of pure innocence, but it carried a weight that rang of that very privilege that I both dread and hope for. It came from a child's curiosity, and that made me smile, but on the inside I cringed. While my father laughed it off and acquiesced, I know he felt it too, along with something else. We still have work to do.
Author John Vircher's latest novel is titled After the Lights Go Out. He's also a contributor to WBUR's Ideas and Opinions page.